Upon reading the gospel, I was reminded, at dahil kakadiscuss lang namin sa aking klase sa mga seminarista, I was reminded of a Greek myth. The story was about Orpheus and his beloved Eurydice. Ayon sa kwento, ikakasal na sana si Orpheus na isang magaling na poet and singer sa kanyang pinakamamahal na si Eurydice. But before the wedding, suddenly Eurydice fell. It seems that a serpent had bitten her, and she, before the wedding, dies. So according to the Greek belief, those who die will be transferred to the underworld where no living being is allowed to go. This is a place only for the dead. But Orpheus was so depressed. He was so affected. He was so sad that he decided to try to go to the underworld and bribe or convince his way into taking back his beloved Eurydice. And so the journey began. In the gates of the underworld was a three-headed dog. Orpheus played his harp, and it was so beautiful that the dog did not do anything. Once you are inside, you need to cross a ferry. At si kamatayan mismo, dahil sa ganda ng tugtog ni Orpheus, dinala si Orpheus across. And there across, Orpheus met the king of the underworld, Hades. And Orpheus, before speaking, once again began to play his music. And the music was so beautiful that everything in the underworld stopped to listen. Pagkatapos nun, nagsalita ang poet na si Orpheus, professing his love, professing how he misses his beloved, professing that kung pupwede, kasi napakaagang nakuha ang kanyang mahal, kung pwede ibalik sa kanya ang kanyang minamahal. The king of the underworld agreed, but on one condition. Mauuna si Orpheus pabalik sa mundo ng mga buhay, at pasusunod rin sa kanya ang kanyang pinakamamahal na si Eurydice. And the only condition given to Orpheus was that he should not look back, or else he will forever lose his beloved Eurydice. And so Orpheus began his journey. He was so tempted to make sure that Eurydice was following behind him. Pero nalabanan niya ang temptation until he was already at the gates papalabas sa underworld. At hindi niya matiis, tumingin siya pabalik. Nandun ang kanyang pinakamamahal, pero dahil tumingin siya pabalik, then Eurydice was taken back, never to return to the land of the living. This, we can argue, is Greek mythology. Ang kamalayan ng mga Grego ang pinakasikat nung panahon ni Jesus. Although they were conquered by the Roman Empire, the intelligence of the Greeks prevailed even during that time. Sa mga Hudyo, there is a belief, not similar, but somehow the same. according to the Jews which we follow, paradise from the sin of Adam and Eve was forever lost. Adam and Eve and all of humanity were sent away from paradise, and we could no longer go back to that beautiful place. So sa mga Hudyo, ang pagpasok sa kalangitan ay hindi na po pwede. Sa mga Griego, ang paglabas sa kamatayan ay hindi na po pwede. This may be mythology, this may be religion, but it shows to us human anguish at the face of death. We are helpless. We are powerless. We simply submit to this power that we cannot stop. Until in our faith we believe that God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son. And Jesus likewise was confronted with death. Una, tinanong ni Poncio Pilato, sino ang gusto niyong pakawalan? Si Jesus na walang sala o yung mamamatay tao na si Barabbas? The people chose death. And when Jesus was crucified in the cross, He was put side by side with murderers or sinners. So sa tabi ng kasalanan, sa tabi ng kamatayan, nilagay ang ating Panginoon, at hindi natapos dyan, Siya mismo ay namatay. Death tried to take everything, even the Son of God. But by the love of God, by the power of God, by the glory of God, Jesus after 3 days conquered death. He rose again to life. And unlike Orpheus, who went out of the place of the dead without being able to bring his beloved Euripides out, Jesus, when He rose from the dead, and now I am combining Greek and Jewish mythology or Jewish stories, Jesus, in rising from the dead, opens the gates of heaven for us. So sa ating pananampalataya, ang kwento ng tao, hindi nagagapi, hindi natatapos, hindi natatalo sa kamatayan lamang. Our proclamation is Easter. Our proclamation is resurrection. Our resilience is the victory of Christ that has won for us new dignity, that has brought to us that identity of being sons and daughters of the Father. This is our proclamation, and this, despite the pandemic that is going on, continues to be our proclamation. Paano, Father? Look around us. I will go to the example, beautiful example, itong mga umuusbong na community pantry. Yung kanilang simpleng prinsipyo, maglagay ayon sa iyong kakayahan, kumuha ayon sa iyong pangangailangan. In the middle of death, in the middle of a raging virus, in the middle of fear, in the middle of darkness, uncertainty, lumilitaw pa rin ang kabutihan ng mga tao at pagmamahal ng tao sa isa't isa. Just yesterday, we had a funeral Zoom mass for Sister Cecilia, who died 70 plus years old, a very good educator, to the very end. She was educating children. Yes, merong problema ang mundo, yes, nagsara ang mga eskwelahan, yes, online ang mga ginagawa natin ngayon, but does that mean we have to stop educating and giving hope to our children by the life of this sister? No. We continue to be there for them. We continue to inspire them. We continue to tell them of a better future. Sa mga frontliners natin, sa mga nagsasakripisyo ng kanilang sarili para alagaan, para pagsilbihan, para buhayin ang mga nagkakasakit, they do this at the risk of their own lives, and sad to say, even at the risk of their own families. But in the face of death, our proclamation is resilience. Our proclamation is life. Our example is love for one another. Sa mga medyo bata-bata pa, kasama po ako doon, na medyo sumasantabi muna para mabakunahan ang ating mga frontliners at mauna ang ating mga senior citizen. Ang pagpaparayang ito ay ehemplo ng isang pagmamahal sa kapwa. It's a way of Easter proclamation. Mauna po kayo, protektahan po namin kayo, mag-iingat po kami, at harinawa sa kakukuskus namin ng aming balikat, darating din yung aming hinihintay na vaccine para sa lahat. So dear friends, again, we do not deny the difficulties that lie around us. We do not deny the hurt that death has caused and continues to attack families, communities, people. We do not deny that we have not solved many of the problems, or we have not yet the solutions that we need to combat this pandemic. But as people of faith, as people who follow Jesus, as people who are trained to proclaim the Easter message, let us continue to proclaim hope. Let us continue to fight for life and new life. Let us inspire one another. At katulad ng mga tumutulong sa mga community pantries, let us try to do what we can to be of help to one another, to protect one another, to try to save one another, to weather, ika nga, through this storm. Again, ang proclamation natin, Easter, pagkabuhay, pag-asa, at liwanag. Nakakatakot ang kamatayan, nakakapanlumo ang sakit, but let that not defeat our community spirit. We have to proclaim light. We have to proclaim hope. We have to be there for each other. Hindi natin magagawa lahat, pero sa ating munting pamamaraan, meron at meron tayong magagawa para sa isa't isa. This is an Easter proclamation. This is an Easter mandate from our gospel itself. Magsitayo po tayong lahat.